So, John, you're talking about you being accused of a bully. Is this what you sounded like?
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir!
Or maybe that calls back your factory line work.
No, that's me, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, we're laughing about it. But actually, it's a serious subject. We've seen how serious school bullying can be. But according to the Workplace Bullying Institute, almost half of all American workers have either suffered workplace bullying themselves or been distressed by witnessing it. That obviously means that some portion of the remaining population are bullies themselves. We asked listeners to tell us their stories of bullying at work. We've gotten an unbelievable number of stories. Colleen Parker told us via our Facebook page, I was bullied at work. I tried to handle it myself by brushing it off and talking to the person. But when it wouldn't stop, I reported it to a manager who replied, you should have thicker skin. I documented it to HR. Still, nothing was done. I ended up quitting my job, but I'm much happier at my new one. Every story is different, obviously, but we do have someone with us who's gone through this and ended up in court because of it. Dr. Emelisa Aleandri was a target of a bully at the City University of New York. She fought back in a case. It was settled for $1.4 million. Also joining us, Justin Jones-Fosu, a leadership trainer and host of our partner station WEAA Baltimore's Listen Up. He's got tips for people who are being bullied at work. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Justin, first of all, can you tell me the characteristics? What are say, the legal characteristics of an actual bully at work?
Yeah, you know, Celeste, that's one of the hard things that people are really trying to identify. And one of the things that has been documented is if a person is attacking you personally, so it's not necessarily somebody's reprimanding you, or but they're attacking you personally, they characterize it also as sometimes some assault cases that happen. So, you know, if somebody's putting their hands on you, if they're, you know, attacking you personally, where it's something that is really going above and beyond your work and normal work duties, and it's causing you to feel really bad inside and other components, then that's really what people are now trying to characterize and define bullying as, because it's such a wide definition.
So, Dr. Aleandri, are you recognizing some of the things that Justin is talking about? Does that relate to what happened to you?
Yes, but you know, some of the more devastating things are the subtle things. You know, there's a constant a diminution of your work. It doesn't have to be. I can't say that the person that bullied me screamed at me or threatened me or that kind of thing. It was more like a constant diminishing of my status, of my work, taking away my responsibility. You find yourself alienated because people are either afraid to support you or they want your job. That's the way the your fellow employees kind of divide up. Either they're not going to support you because they're afraid of retaliation on themselves, or they're just as happy to climb over you because they're cooperating with the bully. So it's not just school bullying is more maybe physical, more threatening, that kind of thing, but this is almost more serious because it takes away your job, it takes away who you are.
We should note here that we reached out to the City University of New York for their comment on Dr. Aleandri's case. Our calls there were not returned. Justin, what's the difference, though? I mean, all of us have had tough bosses, people who kind of lay down the law and have no tolerance policies on laziness or missing of deadlines. What's the legal line between that and what could be pursued as illegal bullying?
Right. Now, what's happening currently, Celeste, is that they're trying to actually define this, because normally there's people that are protected regarding sexual harassment, EOC, and other components, but that's been a hard case to follow because, you know, unfortunately, the laws protecting workers against bullies lag far behind the laws protecting students. Right now, 41 states have anti-bullying laws that apply to schools in a small handful of them, including North Carolina, Florida, and Utah. But one of the things that they're saying is outside of these few school systems, there are no statewide or federal anti-bullying laws in place at this time, even though 17 states have tried to pass an anti-bullying work bill. This means that the few cases that have been brought against workplace bullies are actually infliction of emotional distress, civil suits, or discrimination cases. So it's really hard to see, Celeste.
So, Dr. Aliandri, you know, do you feel like you kind of learned something about how to handle this should it ever arise again? What would you say to someone else who's going through this right now? What's the best way to deal with this?
Really, in the long run, if you don't have the kind of support that, you know, I was discussing, we always say get out of Dodge, because the laws that are in place do not help you. And the university human resources will not help you. You really are floating alone there. If you can't resolve it by discussing or trying to come to some kind of conclusion, a person who is in power and does not want you around is eventually going to try to get rid of you, and it's going to get more severe and more difficult. I don't think we wound up settling. It was a very, very terrible ordeal to go through that. It took us 8 years because the university has unlimited resources to fight you, and you're just an individual.
Your case
is really very hard.
Yeah, your case is settled, but I'm sure there's a lot of people going through this right now, as we can see from the response on our website and our Facebook page. That is Dr. Emilisa Aliandri. She settled a case with the City University of New York, and Justin Jones Fosu, leadership trainer and host of WEAA Baltimore's Listen Up.
The director of the Workplace Bullying Institute, Dr. Gary Nami, has written a blog post on how to get through these sorts of things. Cindy in Austin, Texas, posted to our site, "I was bullied for 8 years. I filed a complaint. Things seemed to get better, but then the bully told me she was just playing their game by taking assigned courses and being nice." It's how isolating it can be in the workplace. I remember getting bullied when I was on a factory job back in the 70s. Man, did I feel alone. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.